Well, now that Ukraine has agreed to Washington's 30-day ceasefire plan, what next from Russia? Will they back Trump's plan, or will they continue to press their advantage on the battlefield? President Putin's visit to the Kursk battlefield highlighting recent Russian advances there. James Waterhouse, BBC Ukraine correspondent, is on the line. James, talk to us about Kursk and President Putin's visit and the reaction to this ceasefire talk.
Well, you know, President Putin isn't always subtle when it comes to messaging. And I think when we've had all of these overtures of peace from Ukraine and the US for this month-long ceasefire, we saw something that we don't often see. We saw Vladimir Putin in military fatigues meeting soldiers, apparently in the Kursk region. And in an address to those soldiers, he said, you know, we are in the final stage of forcing out the enemy who encroached across the border into the Kursk region. And I think that tells you all you need to know about what he makes of these proposals. Now, it could be that he flatly rejects them. I mean, there are reports that the Kremlin is just repeating its demands, that it'll only agree to any truce or ceasefire proposal on the grounds that it gets complete control of four Ukrainian provinces, that Ukraine will never see foreign troops on its soil after the ceasefire is signed, and that Ukraine would never join NATO. So we're not seeing a Kremlin climb down. It could be that Vladimir Putin is trying to portray the strongest position possible. But I think at the very minimum, this shows that this will not be a quick acceptance by the Kremlin, if at all, from this proposal, albeit that we've got, you know, the US and Ukraine on the same page at the moment.
And Ukraine, they've run out of the long-range ATACMS missiles that the US had supplied them with under Joe Biden. And we heard in the Oval Office J.D. Vance saying to Zelensky, you're running out of soldiers too. How much truth in that?
Of course there's truth in that. I mean, Volodymyr Zelensky held a press conference yesterday and we asked him, you know, what's going on in Kursk with the continued retreat of his soldiers, it seems. How much of that is being is down to America's pausing of military aid and intelligence? And he said it's hard to say, but he basically would not be drawn on it. These ATACMS missiles, they are hugely expensive and have been used quite effectively by the Ukrainians on targets deep inside Russia. But it is true that there is a limited supply on these types of missiles. And it is true that Ukraine has incredibly difficult manpower issues on some parts of the front line as it continues to try and mobilize men. But that has been the case for some time. And I think Ukraine is bright-eyed to the fact that this is just about holding the line for now and trying to hold its position ahead of what is going to be a very difficult negotiation.
And so the next step in that negotiation, is it the arrival of Donald Trump's envoy, not Marco Rubio, his Secretary of State, but a man called Steve Witkoff. Is he meeting Putin tomorrow?
That's what the reports are saying. Steve Witkoff has been on an international tour at the moment. We understand that he may well meet Vladimir Putin, where America may well get an understanding. I mean, the Kremlin has said to this point, we're hearing a lot about Russia without Russia. We haven't had any details from the American side. And we're certainly not just going to, you know, we are not at the moment up for any kind of ceasefire. So it could well be the moment that Steve Witkoff, he is a billionaire close confidant of Donald Trump, who has already brokered the ceasefire we saw in Gaza. So he may well, it's the second time he'll meet Vladimir Putin, present parts of this ceasefire. And it'll all be on how Vladimir Putin responds. But at the moment, you know, if Vladimir Putin says no, and what America does next, that is less clear. It could be further sanctions, as Donald Trump has suggested. Or, in the words of Donald Trump, it could be that this war will simply just rumble on.
So that's the question. Will Trump face down Moscow if they don't buy into his ceasefire?
Ukraine is hoping that Donald Trump will really ramp up the sanctions and tariffs imposed on Russia so far by the US. And Donald Trump has hinted twice this week that he would do so. It is true Russia has huge problems with its economy down the line as it continues to have it in a war calibration with inflation continuing to rise. But if we've We've also seen to this point, of course, compliments from Donald Trump in the direction of Vladimir Putin. We've seen America express a sympathetic tone as to why Russia carried out its full-scale invasion, and even highlighting how strong Russia's position is because of the amount of territory it has seized by force. So this is an unpredictable moment. How will Russia respond, if America respond, if Russia says no? It could be a ramping up of sanctions. It could be further military help. We just don't know.
James Waterhouse, BBC Ukraine correspondent. Thank you.